international borders.
Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Borders are going to stay closed until the middle of next year. That's what we're being told. And even that's based on a set of pretty best case circumstances. Jill Stark is an author and journalist. Welcome to Breakfast, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to chat. I'm privately a big fan of your work, but we're not talking about your books here this morning. We're talking about your own family situation. Where has this left you with regards to your own dad?
Yeah, so my mum and dad are both in Edinburgh. They're divorced, so they haven't been out. Mum came out in January last year to visit me, but my dad's health doesn't allow him to travel. And so, unfortunately, I haven't seen him since 2018. I usually go home every year, but for health reasons, I couldn't go home in 2019, just thinking I'd be able to jump on the plane the next year. And obviously, that didn't happen. And I'm now in a position where it's just getting, I get teary even thinking about it. I just don't know when I'm going to be able to see my family, and it's really hard. And I've got to the point where I think, well, is it going to be another year, 2 years? I mean, they're saying the middle of next year, but that's going to be a gradual opening if it happens at all. And will it only open to business travelers first? Will it only open to skilled migrants? I mean, my parents are in their late 70s, and I just think I'm now getting to the point where, do I actually have to leave Australia permanently? That's the only way I'm going to be able to see my family. And I suspect that a lot of migrants are weighing up this decision because, you know, time is precious, and we don't have all the years to wait for the borders to open. And I understand that we have to do it safely, but there doesn't seem to be any kind of roadmap. There's no quarantine facilities in the budget, so there's no kind of urgency to actually make this happen. And it's sort of framed when we read about it in the media as all the international borders opening is kind of like the preserve of rich people who just want to go for a trip to Tuscany, you know, whereas for a third of Australians were born overseas, and a lot of people are really struggling with this situation, and without any hope of that changing anytime soon, I wonder how many people are going to be forced to leave the country permanently.
Jill, I suspect what you're saying is resonating with a lot of people who are out there, as you say, who don't have business reasons or anything, but just family. You know, my brother's in Germany. I haven't yet countenanced the thought of when I'm going to see him, because it's been a slowly evolving situation, and now we're starting to all reckon with this idea of this year, next year, and so on. And that's really tricky. I really appreciate your time this morning, Jill, and we'll keep an eye on the whole situation, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jill Stark there, author and journalist. Let me know. Many people are out there with family members all around the globe, and I think it's starting to get a lot more real, particularly as we see vaccine rates not happening. It's quite as swiftly as we wanted to.